Hours before dawn, pygmy rabbits have left their burrows. The rabbits are out feasting on sagebrush leaves in the vast expanse of Washington's Sagebrush Flat Wildlife Area near Ephrata. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife technician Paula Clements takes advantage of the rabbits' time away from home.
So this is an example of a burrow that we have. It doesn't look like a whole lot right now, as you can see. They're about fist size.
Clements places what's known as a tomahawk trap in the burrow entrance. She camouflages it by tucking a strip of burlap around the cage.
And then when the rabbit hops in, it pushes down on the trip plate, and then it releases this little latch. And the door shuts, and then that's where they hang out until we come and get them.
She spots sign of the hand-sized rabbits all around the burrow, including a nearby pygmy rabbit trail and fresh scat.
A lot of, like, the grasses like this are just compacted down.
Clement says she hopes the signs signal good luck in a week that has been anything but lucky. Over 2 days, the team has caught only one rabbit. Any rabbit caught in the trap would face an unusual morning, including a shot from a tiny needle in its haunches. John Galley is a wildlife biologist with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. Galley says the vaccination could save this endangered population from the often fatal rabbit hemorrhagic disease virus.
It's on Washington's doorstep.
The virus, often called bunny Ebola, is thought to kill 80 to 90% of rabbits just days after the initial infection. In an eerie parallel to COVID-19, rabbit hemorrhagic disease virus first ramped up in the spring of 2020. Galley says the virus leapt around the West with sickening speed. Biologists now have found the virus in every western and southwestern state, including Oregon and Idaho. All but Washington. Galley says virus particles can travel on any material, from people's boots, to weeds, to other scavenging animals, or even on insects.
It's a pretty hardy virus, and it's able to spread very easily.
Galley and his team ordered the vaccine from a manufacturer in Europe, becoming one of two teams vaccinating wild rabbits in North America.
So we're just lucky, period, that there is a vaccine for this disease.
Since 2020, the Washington team has vaccinated around 100 pygmy rabbits. Once the team traps a rabbit, veterinary technician Angel McCormick gets to work.
So they have paper thin skin, and the needle, of course, and syringe that we're using are very tiny.
To give the shot, someone must calmly hold the rabbit in a specific position.
Proportionally to the rabbit, for us, it looks like it would be like getting a 12-ounce Gatorade shot in our haunch.
Rabbits must be more than 10 weeks old for the shot to work properly. McCormick closely monitors each rabbit while it's in a crate for side effects, including fevers or short-lived neurological problems. So far, she says, no rabbits have suffered severe side effects, although a couple have had mild reactions.
Some of them will look lethargic in their little crate. The worst thing that happens to them is they can become overheated.
But this day, the traps remain empty.
Well, you can see that they've been here, though.
Not so long ago.
Clements checks the door of each trap she set.
Open. Open!
Ugh! Because of the vaccine, this is the first time the team has attempted to trap pygmy rabbits in the spring.
No rabbits.
Which means they're still figuring things out.
Sometimes it feels like we're Elmer Fudd, where it's like, be very, very quiet while hunting rabbits. Except, not hunting, just trying to catch them. Just trying to save an endangered species out here.
The team will continue to trap and vaccinate rabbits, including a big effort this summer when they can give the shots to juvenile rabbits, which are easier to trap, and hopefully stave off this virus. I'm Courtney Flatt, outside Ephrata, Washington.